Just happens I got a call from someone this afternoon who has been working for a few years on what he described as achieving real business success and doing the kind of stuff that you do spiritually, davening and tilim and strengthening his connection with Hashem and his bitochen, and nothing happened. It didn't work. Got a job now, he's covering his bills, but he's very distraught. And the truth of the matter is, you can sit down with people any place to find similar stories. We try. We buy into the appropriate concepts of tefillah and bitochon, and then we're disappointed. We don't see the results. And then the critical issue is, what do we do next? And that's really the main, let's say, the most important question. So I wanted to try to address that question this evening from a bit of a different perspective. In the Ochos Tzadikim, I'm sorry, I didn't get a chance to make copies, but I'm not hiding anything here. I'll read the text, pass it around if anyone wants to look. In the Ochos Tzadikim, he lists a number of the responsibilities of Bitochon that we have, to trust this, trust that, trust Hashem for this, trust for that. And he lists one, which is very, very interesting. He says, he calls it the Bitochon HaShvi, the seventh in this series. Sheyivtach al hamelech malchei hamluchim. He should trust Hashem, the King of all kings. Hamoishel al hakoil, who controls everything. Baruch Hu. Sheyovi biyomov teshua liYisrael. He will bring the Yeshua to Klal Yisrael, bring the salvation, bring the Mashiach. The Yivne Yerushalayim, and he will build Yerushalayim. The Yivne Beis Hamikdash Biyomov, and he will build the Beis Hamikdash in his days. Biyomov means in our days, the one who's trusting. And not to live b'shalva gedol, in great peace and tranquility, as will be in those times, but that shouldn't be his kavana. And to eat all those delicious peros and drink that very, very precious wine. V'lo yishkach, not to forget the words, this he has in brackets, the words of the Rambam. Sh'lo yinisavu ha-chachomim ha-neviyim yimoysa Moshiach. The chachomim ha-neviyim didn't crave the yimoysa Moshiach. Lo yikadei she'yishal to b'nei Yisrael kol o'ilam. Not that b'nei Yisrael should rule over the world. V'lo yikadei she'yirudu ha-amim, and should rule over the nations. V'lo yikadei she'yinasu ha-yisam ha-amim, that the nations should elevate us. Ach tie kavonas bitchoinoi sheyia bayomim kedei lavid haboiris borach. The kavon of his bitochin, he should have bitochin Hashem will give him those days to serve Hashem. Ki bayomim ahim yosir yitzhoro mi leiv amoi. Because in those days, yitzhoro is going to desist, it's going to cease to exist, to be removed from our hearts. Vekulam ketanim ugedoilim yedu es Hashem. Everyone's going to know Hashem. V'lo yiyah lo ahem moineh, nothing will interfere. Loy dover v'loy roev, not the plague and not hunger. Hunger v'lo milchoma v'loy tirdah, not war and not any overwhelming tirdahs. Ach kulam yu pnuim, everyone's going to be free. The kulam yasigu hasogi gedoyle v'diyas haberi esporach. And everyone will achieve this great understanding of Hashem, as the Pasuk says, Kimolo ho'oretz deus Hashem kamayim le'amachasim, the Pasuk in Yeshaya, that the world will be full of the knowledge of Hashem, just as the water covers the seas. Here he says, there's a mitzvah, maybe there's an obligation, of having bitochon on Hashem, that he will bring biyomov shu'al Yisrael, to bring the Mashiach in our days. That seems to be an obligation that we have, that bitochon, that he will bring the Mashiach in our days. Now, I have a little problem with that obligation. Or I have a little problem with fulfilling that obligation. That obligation started close to 2,000 years ago when the Golos began. Still? We're not exempt? We've been so disappointed. Not to mention the false messiahs that came up over the years. But we've been so disappointed. We're waiting. Achak Eloi, achak Eloi, b'chol yoyim sheyovoi. And we've had such sorrows. And even when there was the slightest hope, it didn't materialize. And we're still obligated. It's still a mitzvah. It's still a chiyuv to trust that the Mashiach is going to come b'yomeinu. This being true really has a very powerful influence on us in terms of how can I give up in such a short period of time? 3 years, 2 years, 5 years, 2,000 years, and not just to trust that he's going to come, but to be tochen that he's going to come biyomov. Not today, it's a toast. Achak Eloi b'chol yom sheyovoi doesn't mean he's coming every day. It means I'm waiting him for every day to come. But here he says to be batuach sheyavo. Yeah, I'll read the words again. He says sheyivtach this bitochanin sheyivtach al melech machim och kodesh kol baruch hu sheyovi biyomov tshuva liyisrael veyivde Yerushalayim veyivde beis hamikdash biyomov again. It seems that there is a formula in the inyoni bitoch. That despite the fact that I've been waiting 2,000 years, or close to it, it's probably, you know, close to 2,000 years, but it's going to happen. And not only it's going to happen, not in another 500 years, and not another 1,000 years, not another 10 years, oh, 10 years, hopefully. I mean, but Biyomov, in his days, it's going to happen in my lifetime. That's the mindset a person has to have. And that means that we can have that mindset. Because there wouldn't be such an obligation to have this kind of bitochon if it wasn't possible. Because what is impossible for us, we're exempt from. We're an onus, we're excused from. So maybe we see that the concept of bitochon is something that we can truly maintain and keep hoping and keep waiting, and keeping the languages of Chazal, mechake, umetzape, umekave, despite the fact that it seems to be delaying and delaying and delaying, it hasn't happened, but no, it's going to happen, and it's going to happen because we have the capability. And the truth of the matter is, I often wondered, I mean, I don't know how we come to shul every Shabbos, and we say, Mimkoimcho Malkeinu Sofia Visimloicho Aleinu, should appear from your place and reign as Melech on us. Kimachakim Anachnoloch. We're still waiting. We're waiting. First of all, what a schus that is. After 2,000 years, we're still waiting. Wow, we deserve an awful lot of credit for that. 2,000 years and we're still waiting? But we do it. Then I realized that that's not such a special thing because we do it every day, three times a day. All day long, we always await Yeshua's Hashem. And we say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Matzmiach Keren Yeshua, that you are the one who's Matzmiach, who sprouts the Keren of Yeshua. Then we say, B'nei Yerushalayim too. You're the builder of Yerushalayim. We say, Baruch Atah Hashem, HaMachazir Shechinos L'Tzion. You're the one who returns the Shechinah to Tzion. We're talking about present. It's as if it's happening. We're ready for it. It can happen right now in our times. So we still maintain this mindset despite the fact that we've been doing it in our own lives for so many years, three times a day, and in the collective life of Klal Yisrael, for close to 2,000 years. So it means, number one, that we shouldn't give up having bitochon. And oftentimes, you know, we give up having bitochen right before the Yeshua is coming. Yeshua's around the corner. The Satan works extra hard when he sees the Yeshua around the corner and tries everything possible to shter, to undermine the bitochen, because that's, you know, that's what he wants. You don't have the bitochen, you won't have. So, but we see that it is possible. What's the formula? And maybe the formula for the golus is a little bit different from the personal formula, and maybe that's why we're having so much difficulty with the personal formula, even though with the golus we seem to still be waiting. Okay, I never met too many people who've said, I give up on the coming of Mashiach. I met people that are not so excited about it. I met people that I didn't meet this guy, but I heard about this guy who went to a Rebbe once in Europe. He says, Rebbe, I have a terrible tzora. He says, what's the tzora? He says, I have a wonderful family, I have a wonderful business, I have a tzloch. So what's the tzora? He says, what am I going to do if Mashiach comes tomorrow? It's a big tzora. But I met people like that, but we all know what's going to happen. But yet, when it comes to the personal things, we give up a week, a month, a year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, but it's not. And I lose it. What's the difference? So first of all, there might be a difference. What? Because we know, in terms of the Yeshua, we have two very distinct factors that are involved. Number one, the Golus was foretold to us in the Torah. The Teichachon and Parshas Kisovoy clearly indicates that there's going to be a Golus. We're going to be spread out on the four flung corners of the earth. And it describes all the suffering that we're going to go through in the Golus. Very, very eerily describing in reality what our history has been all about. And then it says that we're going to come back there. It's Yisrael. We are, there will be a Gula. And so Memela, we have a promise. And then we could look, as I think it was Rabbi Akiva who said, when he laughed, when he saw the foxes walking on the floor of the Beis HaMikdash, he asked them, what are you laughing? So he says, I'm laughing because just as I see now this prophecy fulfilled, that the Shu'olim will be walking on the floor of the Beis HaMikdash, now I know that the other prophecy will be fulfilled, that there will be a Yeshua, there will be redemption, there will be... So the question is, what do you mean, he didn't know that before? He knew the Nevuah. He didn't believe in it. There it says emotionally. Of course he believed in it. But he needed that picture. I see one fulfilled. Oh, now already it's easier emotionally to relate to the second one. Otherwise, intellectually, he knew. The Novi said. If the Novi says, Rabbi Akiva accepted that. No question about that. But emotionally, so the emotion, it's so hard, the Geula to imagine, even in those days, the Geula to imagine, but, oh no, I see one Nevuah come through. So, in a sense though, in terms of the Geula, it's a little bit easier. We know the Torah promises it's going to happen. Part of the problem that we have with our own bitochum is that I don't have a promise. I don't have a Nevuah. I don't know. There's no Nevuah that says, I am going to succeed at what I'm attempting to do. And therefore, how much can I wait? At the beginning, I believe it's going to happen. I trust it's going to happen. I'm confident it's going to happen. I have menuchas ha-nefesh, a peace of mind, and everything. But after a while, maybe it's not going to happen. And there's no promise. So I think it behooves us to refocus again with the context of the 2,000 years that we're still hoping and recognize that there is a promise. HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised the Balei Bitochon that they will not be disappointed. We find this again in Chazal, in Rishonim, we find it all over. The Lashon of the Meiri is HaBoteach Vashem Ein Toicheles Sheloi Nichzavo. One who trusts Hashem, his hope that he's hoping for, will not be disappointed. Just the way it is. Chazal say on the Pasuk, and this one, forgive me, it's not meant to speak directly to anyone. Rabbi machoivim lo rosho, v'habiteach b'Hashem chesed yisoy v'venu. Greater the suffering of the rosho, but one who puts his trust in Hashem will be surrounded by chesed. And Chazal say in the Medrash, afilo rosho v'habiteach b'Hashem chesed yisoy v'venu. Even a Rosha has a Havtocha that Chesed Yisrael Averu if he trusts in Hashem. And the truth of the matter is that which the Rishonim say, sometimes a Ma'amin doesn't have Bitochan, even though he's a Ma'amin, because he's afraid Shema Goram Achet. So I think it's the Chofetz Chaim that points out. I see so many of these different Maramakoimas, so sometimes I get confused. But he points out, Shema Goram Achet is not the mitzvah of Yerushalayim. I'm not supposed to think Shema Goram Achet. That's not what Yerushalayim is. Yerushalayim is, think twice before you sin. That's Yerushalayim. But Shema Goram Achet, I can't have Bitochon because I'm afraid maybe I'm not worthy? No! You should not look at that. Because there's a Havtocha that even if you're not worthy, if you have Bitochon and Hashem, you'll be successful. So Mimela, like, I have Havtocha.
What happened with Yaakov again?
What?
You have a terrace, but I just forgot what you said last time. With Yaakov and Esau, which says Shema Goram Achet. What was the word over there? He was afraid because of Shema Goram Achet.
No, the Marie Kroh says that he forced himself to be afraid because he wanted to reach a higher level of Bitochon. That's what he was afraid. In other words, the Ovis, they worked in different planes. You know, they wanted a higher level. But for us, push it. I, even if I'm not worthy, it says, Afilu Roshu Botech Bashem, and I, you'll say to me, how can I be, you say it's circular, how can I trust that this is going to happen if I'm not worthy of it to happen? But I can't. So if I trust that it's going to happen, then it will happen, he won't let me down. But how can I trust it's going to happen because I may not be worthy it's going to happen? And the Torah says, we've stated here numerous times, and it's always worthy to repeat again, that David HaMelech taught us that we're not trusting in the Yeshua, we're trusting in the Chesed Hashem. One who truly puts his trust, his total trust in the Chesed Hashem, then he can start now rejoicing in that Yeshua that he awaits in the schus of the fact that he put his trust in Hashem. And that's the pshat in the posuk, v'ani b'chastecho botachti, I trusted in your Chesed Hashem, not in your Yeshua, in your Chesed. Yogel libi b'yeshua secho. Now my heart rejoices, it will rejoice in the Yeshua because I trusted in the Chesed Hashem. And that means like this, the Chesed Hashem is a fact. It's not just a fact, it's the purpose of creation. Olam Chesed Yibone. That's what it's all about. So of course I trust the Chesed Hashem, I trust that everything Hashem does is Chesed. And once I trust that everything Hashem does is Chesed, all of a sudden, it's almost like the Chazon Ish and the Avraham ben Rambam, they describe it almost like a personal nevuah. Something from within announces to me, I just know he's not going to let me down. I just know the Yeshua is going to come. I can't trust that the Yeshua is going to come. I trust in the Chesed Hashem. But because I trust in the Chesed Hashem, I become so overwhelmed, so confident, so enamored, so uplifted, so excited, so passionately in love with Hashem because I recognize His Chesed, that just something whispers inside and says, you could start rejoicing now. The issue is on the way. You could be confident in that. So, but there is, it's Havtocha. It's a system. It works. If that's the case, so I just think that we have to look at these 2,000 years, close to 2,000 years, and try to draw inspiration. If the Klal Yisroel can survive and remain hopeful. You know, it's a very beautiful thing. Rabbi Aryeh Levine, on his Matseva, he has a request that anyone who comes to my kever should recite Bepe Mole Animamin Bemuna Shlemo B'tchias Abesim. And he knew that his chi had a lot to do with all these chevra that weren't exactly so religious, you know. The Eitzel, the Lechi, the Irgun, these organizations that fought for the establishment of the state, and they were his chevra. And he knew that when they come there, and you would see if you ever come there, when any of these chevra are there, you see come the yarmulke sitting on his head. You know, he found the yarmulke to put on his head when he goes to the Pesach chorus. But animamim b'tchias amesim. So and here we are. It's 2,000 years. So we have this strength. It's there. We have such a havtocha. Well, we have a personal Haftocha too. And the lesson of the Golus should strengthen our ability to have the trust in our own lives. As we've mentioned here many times, the concept of Hillel Mechayev Aniyim, that Hillel learning B'dachus was Mechayev Aniyim to learn in poverty too. The question is, if I'm capable, then I'm capable, I'm Chayev without Hillel. If I'm not capable, then even if Hillel exists, I'm not capable, I'm Potter. The Teretz is seeing that Hillel, the image of Hillel on the roof there, covered by snow, because he couldn't get into the Beis Medrash, he didn't have the money, listening to the Shir of Shmaya Avtalion. That gives me new potential. Looking at the Klal Yisrael and seeing this collective bitochen and trust and awaiting chikui and tzipui, mitzapim d'Yeshua, mechakim loch, and so forth and so on, after so many years, close to 2,000, has to give us new potential to be able to find the strength even in our own difficulties. Yeah, it's going, it's a year, it's two, it's three, it's four, whatever it is, but it's not 2,000. And seeing that we're collectively able to maintain that hope, if the close to 2,000 years, gives us a new capability to maintain our own bitochen in our own situations, even though we're certainly not going to have to wait 2,000 years for our own situation, but we can't give up. And if we don't give up, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will certainly, and then we'll be zeicher to say Shira at the end when it happens, or Shira Hashem Ki Gomel Olai.